Speaking at a solidarity march for the Free Palestine campaign in Harare, Friends of Palestine called on all Zimbabweans to support the struggle for independence in Palestine.
We are demanding an immediate and unconditional expulsion of the Israel ambassador from Zimbabwean soil. We are saying the business world, the captains of industry in Zimbabwe must stop doing business with Israel. Because really they are promoting acts of aggression, acts of war.
Palestinian nationals in Zimbabwe are worried about their families living in Gaza. Christians at the Solidarity March also called on Israel to stand for peace.
I condemn the killing of children, and I'm here to stand with them, and I'm asking for Israel to stand for peace and not war. It's so painful as a mother to lose a child. So many mothers are mourning, especially during the time of Ramadan for the Muslims. I don't believe it is the right time, and it will never ever be the right time for war.
A solidarity speaker blasted the international media for failing to bring balanced reporting on Israeli offensive.
My message is to the media, please stop giving a biased view of what's happening in Palestine. Cover the whole issue. People are dying and you only represent an Israeli viewpoint.
The Iranian ambassador to Zimbabwe condemned Western powers for turning a blind eye on the Israeli aggression which violates international laws.
The innocent people in Gaza are the subject of massacre and genocide by this army, which is supported by the great powers. We hope that the international community once forever stop this army and regime to violate all human principles.
A petition signed by the participants at the Solidarity March has been handed to the Parliament Speaker.
Fazila Mohammed, Press TV, Harare.